It is Mayor Monday here on WWJ, and we are talking today with Inkster's Mayor, Byron Nolan. And welcome again, Mayor. We've actually just been talking for a minute on Facebook.
All right, thank you.
And now we're live on the radio. Talk a little bit about some of the things that we highlighted, some of the things that are happening, the big issues that are facing Inkster right now.
So. Sure. I mean, we have issues like most smaller cities, older cities, infrastructure, roads we need to repair, trying to figure out a way to finance those. Those are the big issues that we have to do from a financial standpoint. We have some exciting things going on, like new development. We have a great summer event called the Inkster Summerfest, which we hold July 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's a big musical festival, three-day music festival. It's a great family event, and so we're getting geared up for that now, and we're looking forward to that, as well as our Memorial Day Parade. We are one of the cities who's had Memorial Day parades for many, many, many years, and that's a big deal in our city also.
Mayor, can we talk about the crime in Inkster? I know sometimes Inkster's reputation is, oh, it's a crime-ridden city,
yes,
and it's a very rough place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, we, you know, that's something, a negative stereotype or a negative impression that people have about certain communities. Once you get it, it's hard to get rid of it. We've had some good things happen. 4 years ago, we hired a new police chief, William Riley, and he's changing the culture in the city of Inkster with the police department, which has helped a lot. We also get a lot of help from the Wayne County Sheriff. Billy Napoleon really helps us out, and the Michigan State Police. We have actually 8 Michigan State Police officers who work out of the Inkster Police Department who assist us on a day-to-day basis. We recently had a story, I think ran on Channel 4, that we had violent crime reduced by 24% in 1 year, and that's a huge number. That typically does not happen. So we have some positive things happening in Inkster, and we're looking forward to moving, doing even better in the future.
One of the things you're trying to do is more what, community policing and getting you know, involved in the schools and stuff like that too, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have 4 different school districts which serve our kids, because our Inkster Public Schools was dissolved 5 years ago. So that's a bit of a challenge trying to deal with 4 different organizations. But yes, community policing is a big deal. We're trying to encourage some of our younger officers who we hire to live in the community. We give them incentives, like offer them houses for almost next to nothing, foreclosed houses that we get back from the county, and try to get them to invest in the community, live there. And the more they're there, we think the more effective they'll be able to be with community policing.
Okay, so among the issues facing Inkster, besides the crime, how about recreational marijuana? Did you make a decision on that?
Not yet. We were kind of waiting back to see what rules the state created. We did opt into medical marijuana years ago, and that's working out so far pretty well. A lot of the facilities are just being built. It's kind of just getting ramped up. So we want to see how that works and then see what rules the state creates for recreational. But I suspect we will opt in, because we've already opted in to medical. And then we were a city without an industry. We didn't have a Ford or a big industry like some other communities. So I looked at this, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. This is a great opportunity for us to have an industry in our city that we can benefit from as a city, as far as employment, as well as from the state tax structure that they have set up.
You were talking about trying to attract new businesses. One of the things we mentioned a minute ago, trying to get more entertainment,
yes,
restaurants, mm-hmm, clubs. How's that going? Are they coming?
They're coming. We have a downtown development that we're working on now. We found a developer out of Dallas, Texas, Mike Hoke, who's a pretty big developer in Texas. And we got him. We've been working on this for 3 years, to come to Inkster and say, hey, look, can you see this vision? And what we did not have in the city already, we're a food desert. Restaurants, sit down restaurants. So he's a restaurateur also. So he came up with a good concept. Let's do a restaurant incubator where we have 5 or 6 different concepts in one place, a common seating area with a bar. So you could come with your family, and each person in the family can get a different type of food if they choose, but still eat together. And we thought that would be a good place to have downtown to start this. And hopefully other restaurants will come and build along.
Mayor, we were talking about downtown development, but not only is the downtown being developed, you also are renovating your Parks and Recreation Complex.
Yes, yes. We are adding an outdoor workout area to our Parks and Rec building, as well as a walking track, so seniors and kids and everybody can walk on the outside instead of working out on the inside during the warmer months. And we also are trying to dome our swimming pool, which is an outdoor pool. We want to make it an indoor, so kids and people can use it all year round. You know.
What about the roads and the infrastructure, as the governor likes to say, fix the damn roads? Is that true for you and Inkster as well as the state?
Certainly. We have some major roads. We have Michigan Avenue, the roads right through the city of Inkster divides us. We have Inkster Road, Middle Belt, which are county roads. And then we have our local roads. So, yeah, they all need a little fixing. I'm curious to see what happens with the gas tax debate and the budget, the state budget. But the bottom line is we have to fix the roads. How we figure out paying for it, that's what the politicians are supposed to do. But they have to be fixed. They're in bad condition.
So what is the major issue you hear from residents in Inkster?
Roads we get all the time. You know, certain things we're doing, you know, we provide services. So we remove snow, we cut grass. That's going pretty well. So then it's the roads, potholes. People are losing tires. The cars are getting destroyed because we can't keep up with fixing the roads because they've been neglected for so long. So that's probably the major issue.
You mentioned earlier you offer incentives to police and fire to, you know, buy a house for practically nothing. Are you trying that technique as well, maybe to get more younger families back in Inkster by giving them a deal on some of these houses, especially if they're vacant?
We haven't opened it up to everyone because there's only a limited number, but you still get a good bang for your buck in Inkster because our property values are a little lower than some of the more affluent communities. So you can get a little more house in Inkster for a little less money. So there's still great deals. We're trying to improve the services and what's in the city to attract younger folks who just came out of college, who want to start a family. Hey, let's check out Inkster. You know, we're looking at some of the cities like Ferndale and Royal Oak who have a good base of younger folks, and they have a lot of things to do in the city. And we want to kind of follow those same lines in Western Wayne County.
And you don't have to spend $1 million like you do downtown to get a new condo or something, right?
Right. We probably won't get that part to $1 million, but we hope to have some living downtown.
Okay, thank you so much. And real quick, how's the city's budget?
We're doing great. We have a great, we have an 18% general fund surplus. So we have to maintain those levels just in case something happens, you know, unexpected. But we're doing great right now financially.
Okay, thank you so much again. That is Inkster Mayor Byron Nolan joining us on this Mayor Monday.